As Zimbabwe's political and economic crisis deepens, Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo has held talks this weekend with President Robert Mugabe and the leader of the opposition movement for democratic change, Morgan Tsvangirai. The Nigerian leader was told that shortly before he arrived, two opposition members of the Zimbabwe parliament and 15 supporters had been arrested. During his five-hour visit to Zimbabwe Saturday, Mr. Obasanjo was told that the crackdown against the opposition movement for democratic change was intensifying. African diplomats say they had hoped to be able to tell him there was progress in normalizing Zimbabwe's political and economic crisis. Mr. Obasanjo and South African President Thabo Mbeki have reportedly been putting pressure on the Zimbabwe government to reform ahead of a crucial Commonwealth meeting next month. Mr. Obasanjo was told that the numbers of those on the point of starvation increase daily and that much of Zimbabwe's urban population was now suffering a shortage of food. The Nigerian leader was also briefed by the opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, but details of their discussions were not disclosed immediately. A senior African diplomat said Sunday the Nigerians were concerned that the Zimbabwe government had failed to address the dramatic drop in agricultural production since it chased 90% of white farmers off their land in the last 3 years. Well-placed diplomatic sources say Mr. Obasanjo emerged from his meeting with Mr. Mugabe with little hope of any short-term solution to the crisis. Political observers say Nigeria and South Africa will find it difficult to persuade the Commonwealth that progress has been made in Zimbabwe since its membership was suspended for a year last March. Mr. Mbeki and Mr. Obasanjo say they want Zimbabwe's suspension lifted at the upcoming Commonwealth meeting. The opposition said Sunday that members of Parliament Tendai Biti and Paul Madzore had been located at Harare Central Police Station. They're in a cell with 15 supporters and are expected to be charged Monday with holding an illegal gathering. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.